Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, 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 amen. New Beginnings is not just for the old. Amen. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. We are New Beginnings Ministry. We are here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m., and we do thank you for tuning in. For those of you who are tuned in by Internet, you can call in. We are an interactive Bible study. You can call. The number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. Once you call in, you can be connected to the line. Hit number one, and that will let us know that you have a question for the speaker. Amen. We also like to remind you that you can go to the archives and you can pull up any of the messages that has been spoken or any of the speakers that have come on. You can pull them up, and if you go to Blog Talk Radio on your internet and then type in We Can Begin Again, you can pull up any of the speakers that have spoken. Be a blessing. Amen. It is a blessing when we spread the gospel and help others on our journey. We are going to have prayer. After we have prayer, then we're going to move over into going over to Atlanta. Atlanta, we haven't been there in a while. And we have a speaker who was here once before, and we do invite her we thank her for being able to come on again, and it sounds like she's back. She's always come with a powerful word of God, and so I'm anxious, and we're anxious to hear what God has placed on her heart. As we go into prayer, we are still praying for Pastor Paul Robinson, Deborah Corey, Trinita, James Hobbs, Sr., Diane Vanzetta, Wendell, Yolonia, Lisa Cornell, Stuart Hawthorne, who has just gone into the hospital. We are praying that we would get a good report, as he has a procedure as well, and anyone else that we have in prayer. We invite you to call into the chat line, and we will add them on to our prayer list. Father, we thank you for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we thank you in the name of Jesus. Father, we worship and we pray you. Father, we cover you with the blood of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we claim protection over our families, our finances, our homes, our spirit, our souls, and our body. Father, we surrender ourselves completely to you. Father, we pray for the sick and afflicted, those, Heavenly Father, who are on our prayer list, and even those, Heavenly Father, who we're praying for that we have not heard of, Heavenly Father. We ask that you would just minister to their bodies, Father. You know what their needs are. And we ask in the name of Jesus, Father, that we hear a good report. We know that you're the same God yesterday as you are today. And we pray, Father, for healing in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you open our eyes to our life, Heavenly Father, and present us, Heavenly Father, for any weakness that we may have, Heavenly Father, that we may face, Heavenly Father. Lord, we ask that you would just remove it in the name of Jesus. Father, as we go and open up your word, we pray that you would unveil the mysteries, Heavenly Father, that we might be able to see what thus says the Lord, Heavenly Father. And we ask, Heavenly Father, that the word be applied to our lives, that we have a closer walk with you in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. Pastor Cook, are you there?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We are glad to have you back on the airwaves with a mighty word from the Lord. And we're looking forward to hear what God has placed on your heart.
Amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Oh, bless the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, we thank you for this time. I thank you again, Dr. Clay and Dr. Suzanne, for allowing me to be on once again. Amen. As you stated, I was away for a while, but now I'm back. Amen.
Praise
and
the
I
Lord.
Thank God Praise for the Lord. Opportunity that I'm able to spread the gospel and the good news to someone
yes.
on this line. Amen. And I pray
Amen.
That this will be a blessing to someone and that they begin to apply it to their lives. Amen. So we're
yes.
going to go in the book today. We're going to the book of 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. I will read them. Amen. 2 Kings, amen, the 4th chapter, verses 1 through 7. And I believe that this is a familiar passage of Scripture. Amen to some. And so here we go. Verse 1 says, a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, is dead, and you know that your servant feared the Lord, and the creditors coming to take my sons to be slaves. So Elisha said to her, what shall I do for you? Tell me, what do you have in the house? And she said, your maidservant has nothing in the house but a jar of oil. Then he said, go, borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not gather just a few. And when you have come in, you should shut the door behind you and your sons. And then pour into all those vessels and set aside the full ones. So she went from him and shut the door behind her and her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured it out. Now it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said to her, bring me another vessel. And he said to her, there is not enough another vessel. So the oil ceased. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil and pay your debt, and you and your sons live on the rest. And the word of God is blessed. Amen. My subject tonight is God will turn it for your good. Amen.
Yes.
God will turn it for your good. Amen. I'm a type of preacher that I'm a storyteller. I like to tell the stories in the scriptures. And so tonight I just want to tell you this little story that went on. Amen. In the Old Testament. And the story goes on to say that we find in this that Elisha was the prophet that ministered to a desperate widow. Amen. She was a desperate widow because her husband had died. And the creditors has come to take her children because of an old debt that her husband, her deceased husband, owed. And when I looked at this particular scripture, I looked at it and said, wow, these creditors didn't care that the husband died. They still wanted their money. Amen. They did whatever they need to do to get this money. Amen. And so I looked at that as to say that the creditors were in a desperate state, too, because they was looking to, I need my money. I need to get it now. I'm going to do whatever I need to do it. Amen. So they were in a desperate state as well. And so this widow was in a desperate state. And I can imagine how she felt. You know, my husband is dead. Because he was the breadwinner, amen? Back in those days, the husband took care of their wives, amen? The wives was home taking care of everything, but the husband was the breadwinner. You know, he was the priestlyhood. He was the head of the family. And nowadays, we don't even find that what the husband is taking care of their wives these days, amen? I hear a lot of stories. I'm single, and so when I talk to a man and I tell him what I desire of a husband, you know, I look for my husband to take care of me fully, amen, take care of the responsibilities, amen, and then what I get back with that is the man tells me, well, it's 50-50. I need you to pay this, and I need you to pay this half. But when I looked at the scriptures told me a husband is supposed to take care of his wife. Amen. The wife should not want for nothing. Amen. My pastor says it like this. He says, his wife don't even know what a light bill looks like. Amen. It's her choice to work. He gave her the opportunity to work. But he said in reality she don't have to work because guess what? I take care of her. Amen. And when I looked at that, and I said, yes, the husband is supposed to take care of the wife, amen, and do what he's supposed to do in the family. And so in this story, he was the breadwinner, amen. He had the finances. And so when he died, there was a debt that he owed, and the widow didn't have no money to take care of the debt, amen, because the husband was the breadwinner. And so the widow was in a desperate state because they said, you know what? You don't have the money. I'm coming for your children. Because when we look in the Old Testament, it says a person that owes a debt or without any means of repaying it or collateral could be forced into bondage as a servant. unto unto the year of Jubilee. Amen. And so when we look at Jubilee, Jubilee is 50 years in bondage. Amen. Imagine your child being enslaved or you being enslaved in a situation for 50 years. Because after the 50 years, you're free. Amen. That's what the scripture says, that you're released from your debt. Amen. Mm-hmm. If somebody has taken your land, they have to re-give it back to you again in 50 years of the year of Jubilee. You're set free from sin. So imagine her. She's thinking that they're about to take my sons, which the sons would be the breadwinner. Amen. Take leadership from me. Amen. Take the priestlyhood of my family away from me, my two sons. And I can imagine she's desperate. Lord, what am I going to do? I don't want them to take my sons in slavery. I don't want them to do that. And so she was in a desperate state. And some of you may be in a desperate state today. Hallelujah. Knowing that bills need to be paid, things need to be done, and you're asking God, Lord, please help me. I need your help. Hallelujah. You don't care what you do. Hallelujah. Because you need that need to be met. Amen. And so she was in a desperate state of, God, I need you to step in because they're about to take my babies. Amen. And I can imagine how she was as a mother. As mothers, you know, we have children. We don't want nobody to take our children away. Amen. We don't want nothing to happen to our children, so we go into a desperate, we go into a panic state, and she went into a panic state, amen, and I just wanted to drill that in, how she was in a desperate state. No matter what, I need you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, Lord, I need you, hallelujah, I praise you, I worship you, I need you to take care of this thing that I'm dealing with. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. I need you, Lord, to heal my body. Amen. Some of you may be going, had a bad report from the doctor, and you saying, Lord, whatever I need to do to get this thing off of me, whatever I need to do to be healed. Hallelujah. Sometimes we get in that desperate state, and that we have to ask God to help us get through what we're going through. Amen. And so she was in such a desperate state. The Bible says she went to Elisha. Amen. And this scripture was so significant to me because the widow went to somebody that she knows that could help her. Amen. Because she's seen his works. She's seen the miracles that took place through Elisha. Amen. And it's not like you're going to somebody when you know that they can help you. Hallelujah. Imagine you going to somebody, you pleading your case, you appealing your case to somebody that know that cannot help you. My God, my God. But she knew this man would help her get through whatever she needed to get through. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. And that's why when we go to God, we know that God can help us get through whatever we need to get through. Hallelujah. That's why we appeal to God. We give our supplication to God and say, Lord, help me, because you know that God can do it. Hallelujah, because we realize God is a healer in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. He's a deliverer. Hallelujah. In the time of trouble, he can set you free in the time of trouble. Hallelujah. So when I'm going through and I need the Lord, I know where I can go. I can go to him because I know he's going to fix it. He's going to work it out for my good. God will turn it around for my good. Hallelujah. See, in this season, we need to know where we can go. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we go to our friends, we go to alcohol, we go to drugs, we go to so many other places where we know that can't deliver us. Amen. But I tell you tonight that you need to run to Jesus, hallelujah, to help you whatever situation that you're going through. Listen, he's there for us. He's waiting on us, amen, to go to him. The Bible says cast all your cares unto him. Give it up to him. He's waiting for it. But sometimes we hold on to it and we don't want to let go. Amen. I tell people many times, you can't take ownership of what is going on. You got to release that thing and let God deal with it. Amen. Because when you release it, you're not stressed. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. You're not depressed. When you begin to release it to God, hallelujah. But when you start holding these things, hallelujah, that don't belong to you, you'll be getting in despair. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Depression comes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You feel suicidal. Hallelujah. Because we're holding on to stuff that we need to let go and know that God got us. Amen. We got to trust him. Even though when we don't trace him, we got to trust him. Hallelujah. Even though when it looks bleak in our lives, even though we have some dark days, we got to know that we got to trust God. We got to trust God in this season. Because look, when we look around the world, because this is a dark season, y'all. Amen. We see a lot of killing. We've seen a lot of backbiting. People are doing whatever that they want to do. That's a dark season. Amen. They're going against the will of the Lord. Amen. In a dark season, but we got to know that we got to trust God in it. Any questions as I move forward? Amen, because I'm excited. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I'm excited about what God is doing for me. Amen. So any questions?
Amen. I don't have a question. This is Miles, but when you had talked about verse 1, it gave me a type and shadow of people, and she went to someone who could help her. And I remember hearing as a young boy growing up, many people would run to the phone but not run to the throne. And to me, this is a type of shadow. She went to the throne. She went to the man of God. She went to where she knew she could get something. That's what I got out of that. It said she went to the prophet. And one thing about the prophet, a true prophet of God speaks truth. They don't speak a lie. And when she went to him, I was like, look at this type of shadow just standing right here that I never saw before. And I thank you for the scripture on tonight. God bless.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. The widow knew who can help her. Amen. And so when we looked at that, and the scripture says, when Elisha asked her, let me go back to the scripture, what shall I do for you? In other words, he was saying in essence, what do I want God to do for you through me? Amen. That was a question. Hallelujah. That in essence, that's what Elisha was saying to her. Because like you said, man of God, the prophet, the man of God, where God speaks to the prophet. Amen. He is there representing God. Hallelujah. And so she was basically asking God, what can you do for what? Do you want God to do for you through me? And that's what God is asking today, because it reminds me of the scripture, James 4:2 says, you do not have because you don't ask. Amen. The scripture says we have not because we ask not. Amen. Whatever you need from God, just ask him. He'll give it unto you. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen
Amen.
To God. When you listen to God, God wants us to come to him as children. And in faith. And when you go to God, you got to believe. Because sometimes people go to God and just be asking God and then don't really believe and have faith that he can do it. And I say that because when we go to God and if God don't move faster, guess what? We move before he can move. And that lets me know that you ain't trusting God, because you're saying like, God, you know what? I asked you. You didn't show up. So guess what? I got to do it on my own. Amen. That shows that you ain't walking in faith and believing in God for what God is, what you have asked God to do for you. Amen. Any questions?
Amen. Any comments? You can get off my toes anytime you get ready, sis. Preach. Can't say amen, say out.
Amen. Amen.
Doing good work. God bless.
Yes. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you, man of God. And so, as we go into, I'm still in the second verse, how she asking the prophet for guidance, amen, for what's the advice that I need to make this happen, to pay my bills, amen? And it shows that, you know, when she went to him, my God, this is just awesome, hallelujah. She knew that he would give her the right answers, amen? And that's what I say, you know, when we go to people, we expect to get the right answers. And sometimes when we go to people, we get the wrong answers. And then, mm-hmm. you know, you be like, oh, my God, well, what happened? Because you went to the wrong person. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you got to, so with me, I got to, you know, whatever. If I need something, I'm going to pray to God first and ask who should mm-hmm. I get my advice from. Who's going to give me the advice mm-hmm. that I need? Amen. Because mm-hmm. I just don't go to everybody. I don't tell everybody what I'm going through. Amen. Because mm-hmm. sometimes you can't tell everybody. It's just like when you have a vision, mm-hmm. oh, come on, somebody, or a dream.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can't just go tell everybody because there's some dream killers out there.
Mm-hmm.
Will kill your
mm-hmm.
dream that quickly. Saying, boy
right.
or girl, you man or woman, please. God ain't going to do that for you. How you going to do that and you don't got no money? Those are dream killers. You don't have that ability. What about you don't have the education? Those are dream killers, and we need to stay around, get away from those people. Hallelujah. You need somebody. If you tell somebody something, you need somebody to encourage you. Amen. Any questions?
Amen.
Come on, y'all piggyback off of me. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And, mm-hmm. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And so
yes,
we got to
yes,
be
yes.
careful who we tell our stuff to. Amen. And she knew who the person to tell it to because she knew who the prophet was. Amen. She
mm-hmm.
wasn't blind to the prophet. She seen, she worked, she was around him. Amen. So she knew exactly what she can get from him as far as advice, direction. Oh, come on, somebody. Hallelujah. And that's
mm-hmm.
why we look
mm-hmm.
to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. Oh, my God. The Holy Ghost gives us direction and correction, amen, instructions for our lives. Because most of the time, sometimes people don't even acknowledge the Holy Ghost because the
mm-hmm.
Holy Ghost is here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
He's our comforter. So
amen.
When I
yes.
ever I'm going through, I'm leaning on the Holy Ghost. If my friends
yes.
can't give it to me, hallelujah, my daughter can't give me the answers, I'm going to the Holy Ghost to give me direction, guidance for my life because he knows.
Mm-hmm.
He knows.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He'll give me the answers that I need. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Any questions as we move forward? Yes. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and then the scripture goes on to say that. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. She says, and Elisha says to her, well, what do you have in the house? And she says, I only have but a jar of oil. Ah, my God. Thank you, Lord. And when I looked at that scripture, I looked at, she said, only thing I had is a jar of oil. That little
mm-hmm.
oil, come on now, hallelujah, it multiplied, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
It turned
yes.
it for her good. Amen.
Yes.
And how it turned for her good was the simple fact that God, by her obedience, by listening to the prophet, being faithful, like he told her, go out and borrow. He gave her a command, amen,
mm-hmm.
to do it. And she went on faith and obedience. And that, to me, made me feel that's how her miracle came. Amen. That's how it began to multiply. And I say like this. I said, when you have faith and you be obedient to God, watch the miracles. Watch the things that God can do in your life. But we got to be faithful and obedient to his word. We got to listen
amen.
To whatever he says. We got to listen to his commands and do his commands to get the miracles, get the blessings. Hallelujah. Get the multiplication of what God has for us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I also looked at it, too,
yes.
that we should never despise the small beginnings. Amen. Because she, the Bible said it was a small jar. And look what the small jar did for her.
Yes.
It brought miracles. It brought blessings to her. Amen. Her sons didn't have to be slaves to them. Amen. She was able to pay the debt. I'm going ahead of myself, but she was able to pay the debt. Amen. And so she acted on a obedience, faith, submission to God. Let me just stop right there with a submission to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I find that a lot of people don't want to be submitted because, know what, they have accountability. People don't want accountability in this season. They don't want to submit to God because the accountability, because God is looking up for them to do what they're supposed to do. And people, realize a lot of people shy from that because they don't want the accountability. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Any questions? Amen. And so, how being obedient, faithful to the word of God. I've realized in this season that we have to be obedient to God because being obedient to God can save your life. Amen. Every time I read this word and I look and I see what the word is saying, I'm being obedient to the word of God. And by me being obedient to the word of God, it saves my life. Hallelujah.
Yes.
It helps me go to another level in him. Hallelujah. And some people don't realize how obedient is one of the key things. It saves your life. It'll take you to another level. It'll take you places where you thought you never could go.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It'll put you in a position where you never thought that you can go. Amen. It'll put you in a position where you need a degree. But God said, because your obedience, I'm opening that door to you. Oh, come on, somebody, that you are able to walk into that job. Even though you may need that master's degree and you don't have it, but God, by being obedient, you can walk into that job. And if people be looking at you like, how did you get this job? You don't have no master's or a bachelor's degree. You can say, because my obedience, I listen to God.
Yes.
Oh, there's so many benefits, y'all. There's so many benefits of being obedient to God. Healing takes place. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm just getting excited. Excuse me. You know how I am, Dr. Clay. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I get excited just about what the words, obedience, faith, faithfulness, submission, those things excite me. Because by me doing those things, God is taking me to places that I never thought I could go. Amen. He's opened up doors for me. Hallelujah. There's many gifts that was in me has opened up. Amen. And one of the gifts was writing a book. Hallelujah. That's a gift.
Yes,
by me being obedient and faithful and submissive to him, God has opened that door for me. Hallelujah. To be an author. Never thought that I could ever be that. Because I was always bad in English. My papers were bad. Hallelujah. I had issues writing a paper. But God opened that door, hallelujah, to allow me to write a book, an author. Amen. Hallelujah. And it's blessing folks. Hallelujah. People are being blessed by my book. Hallelujah. Because that's the result. That's what I hear. People are telling me. Hallelujah. A person I was that deep didn't do good in English, but God turned it for my good because of my obedience, my faithfulness, my submission to him. Ah, my God. It works, y'all. Amen. It's many benefits by being obedient to God. Hallelujah. Any questions? I'm just getting excited, y'all. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And being faithful, let's talk about being faithful, to his word. I realize that this word that he's given unto us in this Bible is not just to be given us. We have to do something with this Bible, the word that's in the Bible. And that means be faithful to what he's saying in the word. And in this season, I'm finding that a lot of people are not being faithful to his word. Hallelujah. And one thing, and I've talked about it, fornication. You got to, that's not of God. He told us not to do that before marriage. We're not being faithful to that because we're doing it. People are living with each other, shacking up, playing husband and wife. Knowing that ain't your husband. Knowing that's not your wife. But you're sleeping with each other. You're not being faithful to what he said. That is not so. Hallelujah. We're not being faithful. Some of us not being faithful to our husbands and our wives. We're committing adultery. Sleeping with everybody else. But not the one that you went before thousands of people or small amount of people saying, this is my wife, to death do us part. Hallelujah. We're not being faithful to his word. Hallelujah. And it seems that we need to be. Because, well, like I said before, when we look at this dark season that we're in, we got to be faithful to his word. We can't see. We can't look on what we see. We got to look beyond what we see.
Amen.
And be faithful to God. Hallelujah. Ministries are dying. Hallelujah, because we're not being faithful to the ministry. Oh, my God. Our churches are dying because we're not being faithful. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. There's a requirement. I told somebody on Sunday, when you join a ministry, it's not for you just to join a ministry and sit in the pews. It's for you to do work in the ministry and be faithful to the ministry because you call this your house, right? You call you call the house of God your house. This is like when you're in your own house. You faithful paying the rent. You faithful paying the light bill. You faithful putting food on the table for your family. It's the same thing with God's house. You got to be faithful in the ministry, work in the ministry. And our churches are dying because we're not being faithful. And God is looking for committed people tonight. Amen. Amen. He's looking for committed people in this season. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's going to stand up against the enemy. Hallelujah. Because guess what? We can stand up against the enemy because God has given everything that we need in us. When he made us, he put all of that in us. And we have to be able to stand up against the enemy, tear down Satan's kingdom. Because in this season, for me, that's what I'm doing. I'm tearing down Satan's kingdom. It's enough of him doing what he's doing. Amen. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Any questions? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah.
That's
thank you,
right.
Lord. Hallelujah. And she
that's
acted
right.
of obedience, faith, submission to God, and the promises to her through the prophet. Amen. I know some people don't like prophets because we have some false prophets. We have interacted with a lot of false prophets. But I come to let you know there are some good prophets out there that's speaking some words of God. Amen.
Mm.
And she believed the prophet. Amen. The promises that was coming through the prophet. Amen. And so we can't, I just want to say that we cannot excuse the prophet. Amen. Because there are some true prophets out there that's speaking the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And so
Amen.
We find in this particular chapter, Elisha was a true prophet. Amen. He did the work of the Lord. Amen. Amen. And so as we move forward, oh, my God, the third verse says, then he said, go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels. Do not just gather a few. I realized when I looked up this scripture, we got to be our brother's keeper. Amen. We have to come together. We have to work together. And this particular, in the third verse, showed to me that this community came together to help her. Because look, when the scripture says, then he said, go borrow the vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, your community. Amen. And nowadays, you know, back then when I was your little girl, I could go and knock on the next door neighbor and say, Miss So-and-so, my mother said that, can we borrow some sugar from you? And they would give it to us. But you try it this time, mm-hmm. in this season. You might get your head mm-hmm. cut off. You might get shot mm-hmm. for going to a neighborhood, to your next mm-hmm. door neighbor. Amen? Amen. So what I'm saying tonight is that we have to come back together of loving one another in the community and helping one another. Amen. Mm-hmm. Stop tearing your brother and sister down. It's time to lift them up. Pray for them. Stop talking about them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And start praying mm-hmm. for them. Amen. We don't see about each other anymore. Amen. Because it's all about you. It's always about
mm-hmm.
you, a self-centered. We live in a self-centered nation. Amen.
Mm.
It's about me. But God is calling us today that we got to come together as one and take care of each other. Oh, my God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to start caring for one another in our communities. We see these young boys are killing each other. And these
mm-hmm.
young girls doing what they're doing. We as a community got to come
mm-hmm.
together and bring our children together. Amen. And
Amen.
Stop the violence. Amen. Amen. So, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Any questions?
Mm-hmm.
Glory, glory. Hallelujah. This is an interactive Bible study, so I'm waiting for someone to come on and let's talk about this scripture, about what's happening to this lady in this scripture. Amen. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so
I might as well add in because I know how it is when you're looking for interaction. Looking at this, I'm just thinking, you know, she had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
She had nothing
mm-hmm.
at all, and she just went out on
yes.
faith. Just go to your neighbors and went out on faith. You know, I just think about how it is
mm-hmm.
today. We have nothing, and we look, and we can't even see a way. And the Spirit will speak
mm-hmm.
to us, and sometimes we doubt. We doubt what God
mm-hmm.
is telling us, and we choose not to do it. But she responded quickly. It didn't have anything in here
mm-hmm.
when she thought about it or had to think about it and come back and ask, well, you know, how's it going to happen? Or, you know, just asking questions.
Mm-hmm.
She just went out. She stepped out on faith. Stepped out on faith and went and asked all of her neighbors for vessels. So, you know, I wanted to just add that piece there. She had nothing. She had
nothing.
Yeah, amen. And one thing I would like to add to that, yeah, in the natural, I have to agree with you, Brother Moderator, she had nothing. However, one thing that I'm getting from this on tonight is she was obedient.
Amen.
She was obedient.
Uh-huh.
Because you see, you know,
mm-hmm.
I believe it's somewhere in the Bible that says, I'm being trying to be funny, obedience is better than sacrifice.
Better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm.
And see, she was being
That's
obedient
right.
and did what the man of God said. See, because obedience
mm-hmm.
costs more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obedience costs more. Now, if I can use my Holy Ghost imagination, what would have happened if she only would have went and got a few vessels.
Mm-hmm.
What would she have been able to pay her debt? She probably would have had oil. Obedience and stepping out on
mm-hmm.
faith gave her what she had.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. And that's what obedience
mm-hmm.
will do for you. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, obedience will open up doors for you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Things begin to change when you're obedient to the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
And it is pleasing to God. God loves when you be obedient and listen to him. Amen. He loves
Amen.
It when you're faithful to him. When you follow
Amen.
His word and you listening to his voice and you do what he says, it puts a smile on his face. Amen. It's pleasing
mm-hmm.
to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. And the
mm-hmm.
promises he And it said, and then it said, the promise to her through the prophet. And God, my God, this text is so awesome because, like you said, Dr. Clay, she had nothing. And she stepped out. And sometimes we are so feared to step out.
Mm-hmm.
We are like, well, what's going to happen if I step out? or, you know, a lot of negativity, the devil comes in. How you going to do that? And you don't have this, you don't have that. Step out and trust God. And that's what we have to do in this season. We have to step out and believe God.
Yes.
Because if God said it, it is so.
Yes.
Listen, when I was doing my daycare center, I didn't have anything. I didn't have no money. But I stepped out on faith. And I trust God and I believe God for what God already put in me before it came to the, before it came, manifestation came. It was in my spirit. I believed it. It was in my mind. It was in my belly, in my heart. And I stepped out on faith with nothing. And here come a man in the natural said, I'll help you. I'll even give you the money to get your daycare started. I was like, thank you, Lord, because I stepped out. I trust. I believe God. And I believe what God said. And I imagine myself having the daycare. I put myself in the dream, and I imagine it that it was going to come to pass. And it sure did. And that's what we have to do. If God is putting something in you, I don't know who I'm talking to, but if God's put something in you, if God has put a vision or a dream in you, and he said to do it, you need to step out and trust God. Because I believe when you step out and trust God, God's going to carry it away for you. He's going to take care for it. He's going to take care of it. He's going to take care of it. He's going to provide for it. He's going to make provision for it. He did. He made provision for me for my daycare. He made provision. He brought the people in. I got the material that I needed for the daycare. Matter of fact, the stuff, the daycare that I had gotten, everything was in there. I didn't have to buy the furniture. I didn't have to buy the cribs. I didn't have to buy the material because it was all there. All I had to do was turn the key and walk in. Hey, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
What God
Amen.
Does for you.
Yeah,
if
and
you step out.
Yeah, and to your point, for what you're saying, if other people wanted some more background scripture to support that in the spirit, I believe all you have to go over is to Matthew 10. When Jesus was sending his disciples out on a little small mission, and he told them what to take and what not to take. But what happens is in that, God supplies everything that is needed. Now, he's not necessarily going to give you everything you need to complete the mission at the start of the time. But as you go along, you will be able to complete the mission, because as you use what you have, you'll be able to get more stuff as you go along. Because I believe that's where it's at. We told them, don't take an extra coat, don't take this, don't take that. And as they went on, he gives you everything needed to complete your mission.
Amen.
Amen. He will he will give everything that you need. Amen. It's in us. But we gotta begin to activate the stuff that's in us. Amen. We gotta do it because it's in us. Amen. He equips us for everything that we need. But we gotta begin to activate those gifts. Activate those things. Amen. And so we find here, and we go on in the scripture, and it says that, when you have come in, this is the fourth verse, when you have come in, you should shut the door behind you and your sons, then pour into all the vessels and set aside the full ones. And I realized when I look at that scripture, close the door, you got to close the door to distractions. Hallelujah. Sometimes you need just privacy. Be alone with God so God can speak a word in your life, so God can minister to you. Amen. We have to learn to just shut the door. Amen. And this is what she did. She shut the door, and she began to pour. Huh, my God. Hallelujah. She began to pour, her and her son, hallelujah, into the vessels. And when you begin to close the door on things, God will begin to pour in your life. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He'll begin to pour many gifts hallelujah, revelation of his word, hallelujah. He'll begin to pour so many things in you, but you got to close the door. You got to close the door to naysayers. You got to close the door to gossipers. You got to close the door to dream killers. You got to close the door to haters, hallelujah, so God can begin to pour in your life, hallelujah. You got to do that. You got to close the doors on some friends in this season because they can't go with you where you're going in 2019. Hallelujah. So you got to close the door on some things. Close the door. I told them on my prayer line that I have on Sunday night. I said, you got to close the door to fear and say, fear, you don't live here. Shut that fear door out so that you can move forward in God and do what God has called you to do. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Close the door on slothfulness. Because it's time for you to move. It's your season to move in 2019. Hallelujah. Because listen, people are waiting on you. Hallelujah. People are waiting to hear from you. Don't you realize that you are a sign? You have signs to different people. You're a sign to different people, and people need to hear your voice. Some people may not want to hear my voice. Amen. But they need to hear your voice. And we slowful. To move. Ah, my God. So we got to close the door on that. Amen. So she closed the door and she began to pour. And God began to bless. And God turned it around for her good. Amen. Because she had more than enough. Because what the Bible says in the last verse, she paid the debt and you and your son should live on the rest. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. She had more than enough. She paid the debt, y'all, and she had leftovers. Hallelujah. And he said, rest on that, you and your sons.
Amen.
What an awesome God we serve. He would turn it for your good. What the devil meant for evil, God would turn it for your good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
But we got to believe like she did. She trust. She was obedient. Hallelujah. I want to hit that, bring that home. You have to be obedient. You have to be faithful. You got to be submissive.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And you got to trust.
Yes.
She trusts the man of God. Hallelujah. For whatever he says, she trusts him. And we got to trust God for whatever he says for our lives. And watch him turn it for your good.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
And we bless your name tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
And that's what I have tonight. Amen. God will turn it for your good. Watch him do it, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He'll do it for us. Because guess what? He loves us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
He loves us. Hallelujah.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
Thank you, Lord. So he will turn it for our good. He wants the best for us. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. But we got to trust him in this season. No matter what it looks like. Hallelujah. No matter what it tastes like. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Oh, my God. No matter what it feels like, you got to trust God in this season.
Trust.
And watch him work for you tonight. Hallelujah.
Mm.
Thank you, Lord. We got to rely on him even the more.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Ah, my. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. When your finance is not right, you got to trust God and believe God. God is going to help me take care of that bill. He's going to help me take care of that debt. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Watch him
Thank
work
you,
for
Jesus.
Us. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He'll do it for us. He has our back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. And we give you praise, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Thank
Lord.
Thank you, Father.
God will
Thank
turn
you.
It for your good. Hallelujah. Watch
yes,
him do it for you.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
oh, glory,
Thank you.
God.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Lord. And we give
Thank
you praise. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Yeah, thank you, Father. Pastor Cook, we'd like to thank you for for such an anointing word. And for those of you who are listening by internet, and even those of you who are listening by via phone, watch God turn it for your good. That is, that's a powerful, powerful word. That is a powerful word. Whatever you're going through, watch God turn it for your good. God can turn whatever you're going through, He can turn it around. And it's just an example of just the word that she just gave us. You know, here it is, this woman, she didn't have anything. And then in the end, she had more than enough. That's just the type of God that we serve. This is not, we're not here just to come on, just to have time. But we come here so that we can gain some nuggets, we can get some nuggets from the speakers, and we can use it, and we can run a little bit further. We can run a little bit further. Because let's face it, folks, let's just face it. You know, the times that we're going through, sometimes we just get tired. And sometimes we just run out. But we got to learn to run too, run right back to where we got it from. And God does not want anyone to turn. He doesn't want us to turn our backs on Him. God is depending on us that we would lean on Him no matter what the situation. Hey, if your situation is good, God still wants to hear from you. If your situation is bad, God wants to hear from you, and watch God turn it around for your good. Watch Him turn it around. I believe it. I believe the word that was given today. And we want you to believe it. No matter what your situation is, no matter what it looks like, no matter what you've been through, God can take nothing and turn it into something. That's the type of God we're talking about. We cannot forget about who He is. He's not a little G. He's a big G. He's the big God. He is a God Almighty, and we have to give Him reverence.
Hallelujah.
Please do not sell God short, whatever your
situation is.
Do not sell Him short. This is not just words we're talking about. This is faith. We believe in what we are saying. And some may come on and feel it's just talk, but it's more than that. We are here as the body of Christ. And whatever part that you're playing in this body, hey, we're all working together. We're working together for the good. Amen? So we do thank you for tuning in. What a beautiful word. And we just pray.
Amen.
I just pray that each one of you that heard the word, that you would just use it for your journey. God wants a closer relationship. He wants a closer relationship with you and me. He wants a relationship. And as we gain that relationship, He wants us to go out and share it. Spread it.
Don't hide yourself
in what God has done. He wants you to spread it.
That's right.
So, Pastor, we do thank you once again. Please, we'd like to invite you to join us back next week. Until next week, God bless you.
God bless you.